Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through 18, and the Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 3. John the Baptist said, therefore, to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise." Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many exhortations, he preached good news to the people. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Imagine my good fortune to have the opportunity to preach on this day, this brood of vipers text, when the CTCR is in town.
I know.
That's one thing I can make a lot of, but I won't. It's genemata echidnon here. Genemata. It's a generation. Offspring of. Our Brood of Vipers text takes some of the viper influence and puts it in brood to make it really sound negative. It's kind of the feeling you would get about if you opened up, say, some food in storage and all of a sudden it was full of what? Mice or vermin or some kind of bugs. It's shocking. It's detestable. It's really bad. And Jesus, John the Baptizer really sets him on edge by saying this. And he said, therefore, to those coming out, he says it to the crowd, "Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath, you brood of vipers?" It occurs four times in the Gospels, so far as I saw. It occurs of the Pharisees and Sadducees by John. It occurs here of the crowds, more general, again by John. In Matthew 12, it's to the Pharisees in the Beelzebub exchange. Jesus had healed a guy, cast out a demon, and they said, "It's by Beelzebub that he's casting out demons." Jesus says, "You brood of vipers. By your word, by words, a man will be justified, and by his words, he'll be condemned." And then, finally, in Matthew 23, Jesus says it again about scribes and Pharisees. You serpents, you brood of vipers, how are you going to escape being sentenced to hell? Not a very effective church growth method, I would say, for today, or maybe we'd do a lot better with Jesus and Paul, John's methods than our own. The fact is, there's a scribe and a Pharisee in every one of us. And we should never get over the fact, particularly in this building and in the vocations represented here, that Jesus says this to the church people. The people who had honored positions. The people who were serving and called to serve in very significant ways at that day and that time. And there's no halfway about it. I've heard over the years a number of people said, I left the Missouri Synod because it was so negative all the time and on preaching. I think they never understood law and gospel. There's no halfway measures with the law. Keep it all or die. You brood of vipers. There's a scribe in every one of us who wants to hold somebody else, especially if they sin against us, to every letter of the law. But quite happy, particularly when no one's looking, to not hold ourselves to the same standard. There's a Pharisee in every one of us who wants to boast, wants to stand on the corner and be seen, wants to be known as a pious individual, an upstanding citizen. Pride. We're filled with pride and envy and deceit. Jealousy when somebody else around us gets recognition and we don't. There's a Pharisee, a big Pharisee in every single one of us, myself included. But this brood of vipers language is total. But now, apart from the law of righteousness, we know that whatever the law says to those who are under the law, it says so that every mouth be stopped and the whole world held accountable to God. For no flesh will be justified. It's all total, total condemnation. For we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But we are justified freely by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. For God set Him forth as a hilasterion, a propitiation, a payment for, a blood sacrifice for our sins. It's total. There's a great passage in the Small Called Articles, which is delightful. But here comes the fiery angel of St. John, the true preacher of repentance. With one bolt of lightning, he hurls together both those selling and those buying works. He says, repent. Now one group imagines, why, we have repented. And the other says, we need no repentance. John says to both of you, repent. You false penitents and false saints, both of you need the forgiveness of sins. Neither of you know what sin really is, much less your duty to repent of it and shun it, for no one of you is good. You are full of unbelief, stupidity, ignorance of God and God's will, but He is present here, of whose fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Without Him, no one can be righteous before God. Therefore, if you want to repent, repent rightly. Your works of penance will accomplish nothing. As for you hypocrites who do not need repentance, you serpents' brood, who has assured you that you will escape the wrath to come and other judgments? In the same way, Paul also preaches, none is righteous, no, not one, no one understands, no one seeks God, all have turned aside, together they have become worthless, no one does good, not even one, and God now commands all people everywhere to repent. All people, he says, no one is an exception. Who is a human being. Such repentance is not partial or beggarly. It's total. And so is Christ total. the serpent was lifted up, as in Moses' time, Christ lifted up on the cross, that all who look to him be healed, be well, receive all the blessings of Christ, extracted from the company of the vipers, and made his, and made holy. What does this have to do with you, Jim? Well, you snake. You're just like the rest of us. It's total. You're simul justus et peccator. Totally both. Sinner of yourself, righteous of Christ, like all of us. You're free in church relations not to expect yourself to be perfect or others around you, or expect us to be anything else but sinners. You're free to rely on Christ. He's the dragon slayer. You're free to love and work. You're free to love and work with people who are not perfect, and far from it, all over the globe, knowing Christ will give to us what we need for today. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake? And we have a request that Christ has put in our very mouths, which is very applicable to your work. Thy kingdom come. And he will accomplish it. We poor, beggarly sinners alongside, pawns in his game. But he will accomplish it also through you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.